Extremely local news now. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago will tell us the future of the old Rainforest Cafe downtown. Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I'm not sure I can tell you the what that's going to be at the Rainforest Cafe, but I can tell you what it's not going to be. It's not going to be a weed dispensary like we've talked about. God, it's been a couple years since this was proposed. This is the old Rainforest Cafe at in River North on Clark Street. There's been all kinds of legal hurdles and acrobatics and different moves, but basically the folks that were trying to move in there this week announced that they're out. They'd been fighting with the other dispensaries in the area because they were too close, so they brought in a social equity license, which would allow them to be there as well, but there was legal fights for that. They didn't want to stack too many social equity licenses next to each other and potentially cut into each other's sales or make a giant dispensary district. So doesn't sound like that's going to be a weed dispensary. And I'll be honest with you, the most interesting thing about this whole story was those giant mushrooms out front of the Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Right. Yeah, that was sort of intriguing. Like, would they keep these ridiculous, 12-foot mushrooms standing outside this dispensary forever? I think they're mushrooms. After listening to you and Marianne, I'm not sure what mushrooms even mean anymore.
Yeah, who knew about the emojis? Let's talk about Union Station and the redesign plan. They're actually asking the public for input on this, aren't they?
That's right. Yeah, Union Station is going to get an overhaul, or at least part of it, particularly the Amtrak area, which is actually across the street and underground, but it's all part of the old, about to be 100-year-old Union Station. So they're going to pump about $420 million into this over the next couple years to overhaul it. Anyone that's been down there in the last 20 years would probably agree that it could use a little sprucing up. So they're asking for help. They want to make some of the boarding areas more interesting or more useful, as well as the waiting areas. Right now, if you're waiting on a Amtrak down there, you are on those 100-year-old benches, which were great in The Untouchables, but maybe not so great if you're there for 3 or 4 hours. So there's an online survey. You can find it at blockclubchicago.org. It's also on the Amtrak site and the Union Station site. But yeah, they're just trying to get some ideas before they start tearing the place up in the next couple years and try to make it a little bit more rider-friendly.
And I've saved a couple of seconds here. Quickly, what is going to happen to that Logan Square corner farm lot?
Right. This is a very Block Club story, very neighborhood. There was a hidden community farm in the Logan Square neighborhood. It was just a couple corner lots at Altgeld and Sawyer. And it was cool because the guy who owned it basically just let the neighborhood turn it into a farm. But he wanted to move out of town and cash out, so he sold it. So it's not a community farm anymore. They did fight a little bit with the alderman and the neighbors, and they're going to turn it into a couple single-family homes there. There was going to be a big condo development there, which we see a lot in Logan Square, but now it sounds like it's just going to be a couple houses. But no longer the corner lot community farm, which everyone in that immediate area really got a kick out of because it was just a little green space and otherwise a pretty dense area.
Love that green space, and thank you, Seamus. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.